This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
Here's your regular reminder that politics and international affairs might be clogging your news feeds, but the economy definitely has not gone away, which I will confirm with a quick glance at the calendar to note that we've got about a month or so until we do the government shutdown tango again. The fiscal year started back on October the 1st without an actual spending deal for the year, hence three continuing resolutions to keep the government open. So, here we are. And yes, politics is behind all the back and forth about how much the government spends. That's a given. But it's also about something economists debate, too. How much debt the government should have, and is a lot of debt really such a bad thing? Stacey Vanek Smith adds it all up.
The U.S. national debt now totals about $34 trillion. $34 trillion.
That is a really hard number to really understand, right?
Yes, it is. Rachel Snyderman directs economic policy at the Bipartisan Policy Center. She says debt isn't necessarily a bad thing. It can help fund important programs or see us through crises. But our debt has gotten really big. For instance, $34 trillion is bigger than the entire economy of China, plus the economies of Japan, Germany, India, and the UK.
What this really shows is that the United States likes spending money more than it likes bringing in revenues.
That's the other context. That $34 trillion we owe, it's also bigger than our own economy. The U.S.'s gross domestic product, or GDP, that's the sum total of all the goods and services we produce in a year, that's about $27 trillion, which means right now our debt is around 120% of what our economy generates in a year. That is our so-called debt-to-GDP ratio.
If we can just stay at 100%, like, I think I'll be able to sleep a little bit better at night.
Do you sometimes stay up and worry about the debt?
Oh, yeah. I think it's my job to stay up and worry.
The other thing that keeps Snyderman up at night? What that debt means. Because although the numbers are knowable here, the consequences are not. Now, some we do know, like the interest we have to pay on that debt.
We're spending about $2 billion a day servicing our interest. Is that where Americans want their hard-earned tax dollars going?
$2 billion a day for interest on our debt. By 2050, the Congressional Budget Office projects the interest payments on our debt will be the country's single biggest expense.
My name is Raghu Rajan. I am a professor of finance at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business.
Rajan also served as head of India's central bank and chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. He says that level of debt can alarm investors.
Eventually, you rack up huge debts and nobody trusts you anymore.
In the world of debt, if somebody doesn't trust you, they charge you a lot of interest when they lend you money. If you're a country, loans come in the form of government bonds. So you know how when Kai does the numbers...
Stacey Vanek Smith, I love you, but I am not doing the numbers twice in one show.
Could you do the numbers twice in one show for educational purposes?
I will do it for that and for you. Here's the line I think you're looking for.
Thank you.
Bond prices rose today. The yield on the 10-year T-note fell to 4.10%. You're listening to Marketplace. That one, right? That's the one you wanted.
That is just beautiful. Right. Okay. Yes, that right. is the line I wanted. Okay. And right there, those T-notes you were talking about, that is government debt. T-notes are government bonds.
Right. Bonds, bills, notes, they are the loans that we, which is like American consumers and big companies and overseas countries as well, they loans that they give the government.
And a lot of those loans, right? I mean, sometimes hundreds of billions of dollars just in a week. It's the government's main source of money, along with taxes. And the U.S., we love our bonds.
We love our bonds because that's how the government, in part, finances itself, as you pointed out. But investors love them, too, right? U.S. government bonds are one of the most popular investments on the planet because they are deeply liquid, right? There's lots of them out there, so they're easy to buy and sell. And also, they are so, so safe.
Yes, and it is that safety that people are worried might get called into question if the U.S. debt gets too high. Investors might think, you know, yikes, the U.S. owes a lot of money. Are they going to pay me back if I lend them money? And if that happens on a large scale, that yield on the 10-year T-note, it'll start going up and up and up.
Hey,
and
hey, Stacey, can I go? Because
yes?
I got a thing I got to do.
Oh, do you have a show
I have to host? Yeah, I got a thing.
Got it. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely a pleasure. Talk to you later.
As I was saying, when the yield on the 10-year T-note goes up and up, that is investors demanding higher interest rates to lend the U.S. money to buy its bonds. And then our $2 billion a day in interest payments could quickly balloon, says economist Rajan.
Is there a level of debt to GDP that we should worry about? Yes. What is that level? We don't know.
What we do know is that so far, investors haven't really blinked, even though conventional wisdom used to be that a country's debt should not get higher than about 90% of its GDP.
And Japan blew way past that and nothing happened. And then Italy has blown way past that and nothing has happened. We are in totally uncharted territory.
Italy's debt-to-GDP ratio is now 140%. Japan's is 250%. So maybe our 120% isn't such a problem?
Beware, because the nature of debt crises is that no one can see them coming.
John Cochran is an economist at Stanford's Hoover Institution.
Government debt is a wonderful invention. Governments should borrow and spend carefully during wars, recessions, crises.
During the Great Recession and the COVID shutdown, the U.S. was able to swoop in fast with billions for bailouts, stimulus checks, aid programs. But if the debt gets too big, Cochran says, the government might not be able to respond so decisively next time.
If we go into another hard time, does the government have the capacity to persuade people another $8 trillion, we're good for it?
One possible place to start? Congress could just agree on a spending plan for this fiscal year so the government can keep operating past March. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.